Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger at Stockman's. We've had this lovely cold front move through, but what else in good news did we see in the cattle market this week, Bob?
Well, like you said, it's great to wake up in a lot cooler weather than we started out with earlier in the week. But Casey, the numbers around are a little lighter overall, the state completely. I think Oklahoma City and El Reno pretty much seen normal numbers to what they seen a year ago. Market, I mean, Casey, the market's outstanding. I mean, whether you're selling stockers, feeder cattle, or, you know, cull cows. I mean, it's a great way to be in the, if you're a seller today, it's a great place to be. You know what I mean? If you're buying these feeder cattle, there's still a lot of a gap there, but more optimism and able to protect ourselves out front. I mean, this business has got where if you're not willing to take a little bit of protection, you then suffer the consequences. But in general, market's good. Starting to get a few calls on some people that are wanting some replacement cows that are back in good shape with water in their ponds. And of course the grass is good everywhere. And, they're getting their minds back to wanting to replace some of the cull cows they sold last year. So that's very positive for my business. But in general, like I said, you got an opportunity to lock in some good margins on these calves if you're going to keep them on to wheat next year. By looking out there at May with this LRP that the government offers to us, which covers about, you're buying that insurance for about 65% of what it costs you if you're doing it yourself. So I think it's something everybody needs to look into. But positive about the business, our long-term suit, we got to move the meat. We're hearing there might be some problems. I don't know. It's time will tell. But keep moving the product and we'll this market will stay good.
Do you see any specific weights that did better this week, Bob?
No, not in general. I mean, it's just there's good demand for everything. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The stocker cattle, the only thing that might have showed a little resistance would have been the cattle weighing under 400 pounds. But in this kind of weather, this kind of heat, it's if you're buying those and having to start them, it can be pretty tough on them. But in general, overall, good demand on everything. I mean, if you've got cull cows, if you've got open cows or older cows, you got a whale of a salvage value on them compared to what we would have had a year ago or what you had 6 months ago. It's in everybody's favor if you're a producer.
What do you think we'll see in these next few weeks?
I think we're going to see, lighter runs. I don't think we'll see increased numbers. I mean, everybody's got grass. Everybody that was looking at trying to have to sell anything early has the ability now to keep them till their normal term. All these calves born in the spring that people still got, they can go ahead and carry them full term, on into the fall like they always do. Your producers that, raise their calves and go back to wheat with them are sitting in a good position today. I mean, of course, when we get to November and December, it's a whole different deal. We got to keep showers where they can work the ground and get their crops in. But I mean, it looks good. I mean, it's optimistic for if you're a cow-calf man or a stocker operator at this time.
Well, for any of those folks that have questions about the things that Bob Rodenberger is talking about protection-wise, OCA is happening this weekend, the OCA convention, and there's going to be plenty of folks there, Bob, to talk about all the things that you've been saying. So it won't be for lack of knowledge, right?
Yeah, I mean, whoever your commission man is on the stockyards, El Reno, or the local auction you're using, use those people, ask them questions. I mean, all of them are familiar with this. They can sit down and work a break even with you. You're selling with those people because you trust them. And that's what we have to offer. So, and we see the market in a bigger picture, not that they don't, but we see things that they don't normally see, who's in the market, who's buying cattle, what people's concerns are, our needs are, 30, 60, 90, 100 days out. I mean, we don't have a crystal ball, but we've got access to some things they don't have. So contact your local auction or your commission man and work with them on this. I mean, there's no sense in us going into this deal blind like we do when COVID hit us or those things, caught us, unexpectedly. I mean, now we've got an opportunity to do that. You're going to have to spend a little money for insurance. All of us spend insurance on our cars, our homes. We don't expect them to burn down or have a wreck every day. So it's just part of it doing business today.
Exactly. Well, Bob, how do folks get in touch with you if they have questions?
1-800-926-9696. Ask for Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Ray Hutchinson, Greg Griffith or myself.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
You betcha.